Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out, procrastination, putting it off, kicking the can down the road. In, plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out, carpet in the bathroom. Like, why? In, knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
Yeah, no doubt. I'm with you. We'll get back to this Kuminga conversation, but we do have some breaking news.
95.7 The Game. Breaking news.
Well, so much of the topic here at 95.7 The Game today, Dibs, has been Jimmy Butler, who was asked, essentially, the Miami Heat to trade him anywhere. The Miami Heat have just announced this, and I'll read their press release.
Uh-oh.
We have suspended Jimmy Butler for 7 games for multiple instances of conduct detrimental to the team over the course of the season and particularly the last several weeks. Through his actions and statements, he has shown he no longer wants to be part of this team. Jimmy Butler and his representatives have indicated they wish to be traded. Therefore, we will listen to offers. Jimmy Butler is officially on the trade block. The Heat have suspended him for 7 games. Dibs, I find it hard to believe that he is not going to be traded by the time February 6th comes around.
Jeez, that is... It's surprising, but at the same time, it's not. And I'm seeing the report here from Shams Charania. 7 games for conduct detrimental to the team. And I was reading something earlier about an unnamed rival GM saying, basically, you don't mess with Pat Riley. And, you know, Pat Riley is a guy who's been in the association for probably 50 years, maybe longer. I'm not sure the exact start date. As a player, as a coach, as a team president, a GM, and all the rest of it. But you don't want to try to call Pat Riley on the carpet. So by Jimmy doing what he's been doing, talking about, I want joy and I don't want to be here and I want an extension and all the rest of it. So Pat Riley, yeah, I don't think that you want to necessarily try to tangle with Pat Riley. I don't think that this automatically means now that the Heat will trade Jimmy Butler. I think this is the Heat's way of saying, all right, Jimmy, you want joy? You want to be traded? How about you take a 7-game timeout and we'll get back to you and we'll let you know after 7 games. We'll come back to you and see how you feel about it then.
Well, what's the alternative? They're just going to let him walk for nothing?
They might just, yeah, shut it down. They might just have Jimmy Butler, and I guess Butler could ultimately opt in, and he could, you know, call their bluff.
No, you would never do that, right?
Well, he might. I mean, you're talking about...
He wants out of Miami, wouldn't...
He does, but if he wants out of Miami, then he becomes a free agent, and maybe the free agent market isn't as good as, what, 50.9 is what he's in line to make next year? I do think that this is heading for a game of chicken, and I don't think that Pat Riley and the Heat are just going to trade him for pennies on the dollar. If you're willing to suspend him for 7 games, and think about where Miami is right now, I think they're the 6th seed.
Yeah.
So Miami...
on the edge of playoffs right now.
Right. They're fancying themselves, though, as in it. I don't think that they're in a mode where they're going to suspend him and just shut it down and tank. That's not what Miami does. Miami doesn't tank with Coach Spo and Pat Riley. And if they're really suspending him for 7 games, they're saying, you know what, Jimmy? We are so fed up with you and your act that we want you out of here. And yeah, maybe we'll work on a trade, but I don't think that they're going to ship him out for pennies on the dollar. They don't do that in Miami.
Okay, but then if they don't ship him out for whatever the best offer is, then again, you're getting nothing for him. I don't see the logic in Jimmy opting into the player option the last year of his deal. His whole goal is to get out of Miami and sign a new contract extension. He would want that to happen now so he doesn't have to live out the final few months of his current contract with the Miami Heat. But if the offseason comes and he hasn't been traded, he's not returning back there.
That's fine. And I don't think that they would want him to return back there. So then they'll have that salary slot to use to go out there and acquire a free agent.
So the question then becomes, is Pat Riley a bigot? Is he stubborn enough? And maybe you think that he is, and he is very stubborn. Is he stubborn enough to say, I'm not trading him for anything less than what we think he's worth, and I am willing to get nothing in return for him if that's what it takes?
Absolutely. And I don't, what's the alternative?
That seems like a bad basketball decision.
Well, you're talking about Pat Riley, one of the greatest basketball minds slash figures slash coaches in the last 40 years, and Coach Eric Spoelstra, who has also been incredibly successful. And if you look at Miami this year without Jimmy Butler, they're 5-5. They're 12-10 with him. They're 5-5 without him. So you look at a Miami team that could probably still be a play-in team in the East without Jimmy Butler. And if they have Jimmy Butler, are you really going to be an NBA championship contender? I think Milwaukee's better. Boston's better. Cleveland's better. So what do you have really to lose here? You can trade Jimmy Butler and get pennies on the dollar, or you can just, you know, keep him and you suspended him. So obviously you're as sick of him as he is of you. I think you could look at this from a number of different ways. Mm. And if you want to draw the line in the sand, then you draw it. And then ultimately, if he walks as a free agent in the offseason, you do have that salary slot to use to go out there and get a $46 million player.
The breaking news of the last 7 minutes or so, this from the Miami Heat. We have suspended Jimmy Butler for 7 games for multiple instances of conduct detrimental to the team over the course of the season, and particularly the last several weeks. Through his actions and statements, he has shown he no longer wants to be part of this team. Jimmy Butler and his representatives have indicated that they wish to be traded. Therefore, we will listen to offers. What exactly does that mean? Does it mean a trade to the Warriors is more likely? Does it mean Pat Riley's playing a game of chicken? What is going on? We'll take your calls and your texts on that. 888-957-9570. Plus, we got Steve Kerr coming up in about 45 minutes at 5 o'clock. It's Willard and Dibs. Grandy in for Willard. We're sponsored by Chilton Auto Body. More next on 95.7 The Game.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Are target date funds a smart or lazy way to invest? Should you pay off debt or invest extra cash? Can you deduct your dog as a home security system on your taxes? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing strategies, tax planning, and smart ways to build wealth and navigate big financial decisions. Work smarter, not harder, on your finances this year. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. That's why Dollar Shave Club makes the razors, but you make the rules. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Dollar Shave Club products are now available everywhere. Or visit their site right now for 20% off $20 or more and get your products delivered right to your door. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/shaveup and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more. And remember, whatever you shave, welcome to the club.